Let's begin. We're up to Daniel, Perek Yud Aleph. We are up to Pasuk. Yud Zayin. Okay, so we're up to Pasuk Yud Zayin, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, I might today be Mayrach a little bit on Daniel because a lot of what we're going to learn today relates to Hanukkah. So instead of breaking this up into three sessions, I may want to just do a little bit different today because there's some very powerful stuff directly related to Hanukkah. I want to bring out some important points, so we might go a little bit over time with Daniel today. Okay, but right now we're up to Pasuk Yud Zayin. So we learned yesterday about Antiochus HaRasha. Pasuk Tez Zayin, according to the way we learned this Pasuk, the last words were V'yamod bi'eretz hatzri v'chola v'yadar. Now, these Pasukim, as we mentioned you many times, are extremely difficult. And you have to have a very thorough grasp of Jewish history, specifically during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Those 420 years are to fully comprehend what happened, the cause and effect of each event throughout that entire period of time is critical to thoroughly understanding this Perek Yud Aleph, and it's hard. It's very, very hard. If you study the art scroll, Daniel, was put out by Rav Hirsch Goldwin. This is one of the first things art scroll put out. This goes back more than 25 years, and it's very, very thorough. It assumes you have a very thorough background of the events, and it's hard. It's very difficult, and they work primarily with the Malbum and with the Abarbanel. They don't work that much with Rashi and the Mitzudos. They, at the end of each paragraph, at each section, they just briefly summarize Rashi's approach, and it's very complex. It's a little bit over my head. It's over my head, but I'm just trying to go very slowly here with Rashi and with the Mitzudos, which learns the Pesukim very different than many of the other commentators. And Rashi, obviously came before most of them, but Rashi is learning the Pesukim very simply, and that's what we've been doing so far. We've been going through history based upon the time of the beginning period of the Yevanim. The Yevanim were in control for 180 years, and that came after 34 years of the Persians, during the Tkufa of the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni was built during the time of the Persians, and for 34 years after it was built, the Persians remained in control, and then the Yevanim began to dominate with, as we said so many times, with Alexander of Mokdon. He came upon the scene, he conquered the world, he died, his Malchus was divided into four parts, and among the four parts are the king of the north and the king of the south, which include a whole Syria, a whole number of the Seleucid kingdom, which controlled Syria, and most of the Eretz Yisrael for a good part of the time, and the Egyptian Syrians, which included the whole long line of Talmai HaMelech, and all of his sons. They're about seven, eight, maybe even more. And that goes on for a period of time, and there are many civil wars. And here we're getting to the end of, at least according to Rashi, we're coming to the end of this 180-year period of time, where Antiochus HaRasha is in control, which is known as Antiochus IV, who is extremely wicked, and he went to war with the south, with the king of Egypt, which was one of the Ptolemy, was one of the kings at that point in time. And during this period of time, towards the end of 180 years of the Malchus of Babel, he laid his hand on Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says here in Pasuk Tezayin, Vayamod b'Eretz Hatzvi v'chol av yado. He stood in the land of the desirable, the desirable land, which refers to Eretz Yisrael, v'chol av yado. And he brought destruction. He brought great harm. And not that he wanted to. He did. He brought about terrible churban in the land in many ways, both physically. He conquered many cities. He was in control. And spiritually, he was influential in causing the Jews to become what we call Misyavnim, to adopt the culture of the Greeks, Hellenized Jews, and they adopted the culture, the Greek culture, and there were many very loyal. There were many Jews that were extremely loyal to his ideology, his way of life. And they, of course, were a great source of trouble and harm for the other part of Klal Yisrael that was loyal to the traditions of Chazal and the Rabbanon. And in this very early, this is relatively speaking, early period of time in the development of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Mishnayos and Talmud, I mean, and all these things that were not yet codified, were not put into writing, but obviously during that period of time there was some degree of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is transmitted through the Zugos. There was a learned Pirkei Avos. There's a period of time after the Churban Bayis Rishon where the Malchus was broken down into what we call Zugos, pairs, the Avbezdin and the Nasi, and there were obviously Jews that were very loyal. They were very loyal to the traditions of Klal Yisrael, and they had basically a civil war with the Hellenized Jews who were called the Misyavnim. So that's what we really learned over Pasuk Tezayin. Pasuk Yudzayin. Then after he has succeeded in causing all of this trouble, the Yosein Panov, he then set Antiochus Harasha, then set Panov his face, Lavo, to come Bisoikef, Kol Malchuso. He now wanted to go in for the kill. He succeeded in causing harm, B'chol of Yado. He now wanted to go for the kill and completely obliterate any zecher of Yahadus. B'soikef kol malchuso, with the strength of his entire kingdom, v'sharim imo. Now we'll see what this means in a moment. Basically it means that a significant collection of the Jewish people were with him. He already succeeded in bringing over to his side many groups of Jews who abandoned the traditions of the Hellenized Jews. So they're still called the Yesharim, according to Rashi. They're still called the Sharim. They're called the Yesharim, which they're not Yesharim at this point in time because they're not following Hashem's Torah, but they are part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they are Yesharim. They're called Yesharim, Imo, together with Antiochus, the Asa, and he will do what he will do. He will cause harm. Now that's a very important point because this pasuk makes it very clear that the Tzara of Hanukkah was an internal Tzara. We think most of the miracles that we commemorate in our calendar are where we have an enemy from without. The Egyptians. The Egyptians are not part of Klal Yisrael. Time of Purim, we have the Persians. They're not part of Klal Yisrael. Throughout history, we have the Tsars of the Crusades. We're dealing with Christians. We're dealing with Muslims. We have the Holocaust. We're dealing with Nazis. We're not dealing with Jews. We're dealing with an external enemy trying to attack us, to destroy us. Here.
Yeah, I want to get a profile on the Misyavnim.
Yes.
Did they? And I'm using examples to try to get it straight. Did they put tefillin on? Did they eat kosher? And they also went to the Greek theater.
I don't know the answer. It appears there was a large mix.
Yes, indeed.
There's a large mix. Some yes, some not. Some more and some less.
Or was that an intermediary stage? Eventually, what the Talmud wanted. Antiochus
wanted total assimilation. Total assimilation. He didn't want to destroy.
So maybe the Misyavnim was a step.
Correct.
Toward that.
It was. It was. It didn't happen overnight. It was a process which he put into play, Antiochus. But it got to a point where he was winning by far. And even though maybe there were Jews that were wearing tefillin and were still observing Shabbos, their heart was not in it. Their heart was going to the gymnasium and competing in sports without any clothing on. That's where their heart was. Their heart was in the culture of the Greek culture. Could be they still observed, they still went to shul, it was a club. Shul was a lounge. It was a place to hang out among, and Adrab, that's what that Antiochus wanted. He wanted to preserve the culture, but the Iker will be the Greek culture. So the answer to your question appears to be varied. There was a large group of people, some more, some less, but overall the big picture of things was he was winning, and the Jews that were true to their traditions were in the minority. And there was a very great threat of extinction, that the Jewish people, as we know, would have been completely assimilated, completely, like many other nations that have come and gone in history. And it's only because of the Kohanim and Matasyo and his children, Yochanan, Ubanov, and they prevailed and they really brought back the Jewish people to where they should be. So let's see. So over here, Yishami Mo. Yishami means all of the Hellenized Jews were with him. We're calling them the Yishami because they are Miyuchasim. They come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. At this point in time, they're not practicing their religion, but they're still called Yishami, which itself is something which is very interesting. The Yosin will do what he will do. He will cause great harm. So again, the point I wanted to make was that the miracle of Chanukah was almost a civil war. If you think about it, it was the Jews, and now you can't call them the Purushim because the term Purushim, I think, first came into existence later on. Came into existence probably like 100 years later during the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. There was at that time there were the Zealots and the Purushim and the Tzedokim. There were many other splinter groups, but we'll just call them for now, because my ignorance, I don't know all the various terms, but the Jews that were true to tradition, these Jews, they were at war, so to speak, with what we call the Misyavnim, which were Jews that basically adopted the Greek culture and were willing to give up the traditions and the religion of Yahadus as we know it. So it was a civil war, and who was rooting on the Misyavnim? Antiochus. Antiochus wasn't directly attacking Klal Yisrael. The way he was attacking Klal Yisrael was by supporting the Misyavnim. Well, the Misyavnim let the Jews self-destruct from within. Why should I go and lay my hand? Well, they did to a certain degree. I mean, obviously they made Gezeros, and they were Greek officers. There was suppression. You can do this and you can do that mitzvah, but that wasn't the primary form of attack. The primary form of attack was they were watching from without. They issued their decrees and they would punish anyone that would observe Shabbos and would observe Chodesh and Mila, and every woman that would get married would first have to have relations with the Hegemon and so on and so forth. But their main form of attack was to be mechazek the Jews that converted and were won over to Greek culture. Anyone that was loyal to the Greeks, to Antiochus, was supported, and he would use his influence to try to suppress the other Jews, which basically meant what was going on at this point in time. There was a civil war. That's really what it was. It was Jew against Jew. And who prevailed? The Jews that were true to their traditions, they prevailed. That's a whole different type of Nitzachon than all of the other holidays that we commemorate. It's not Jew against Egyptian. It's not Jew against Haman, the Persians. It's not go through history, all the different types of enemies that we had. That's not the way it was. It's Jew against Jew. Why is it Jew against Jew? Because of the culture of Antiochus, and Yavon had such a great influence. That was what Chanukah is all about. And we see that over here, clearly in this pasuk, the Sharim Imo. Doesn't say that about Paro. The Paro went and he called Ben Hayil and Ayot Hashlichu because the Yisharim were with him. Because the Jews were also promoting that we should put an end to the population by throwing all the babies into the Nile. That's not the way it worked in the time of Egypt. Here is something unique. V'yisharim imo v'yosa. Then the pasuk goes on to say, when we read the Rashi, after we finish this, we read the Rashi, it's basically Uvas Hanoshim Yiten Lo. The daughter of the women will be given to him. Rashi, well, right away, jump into this Rashi's interpretation, which is Rashi is unique in his interpretation. None of the other Rishonim say this. Rashi Kedarko is very into homiletic and into Midrashim. Vas Hanoshim is another term for Klal Yisrael. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, "My Yofe Banoshim, how beautiful you are among women." Klal Yisrael is called the Bas Hanoshim. Yiten lo lehashchisa, will be given over to Antiochus, to Yevanim, for destruction. But the end will be. Here is the very few words which describe the miracle. Velo Saamod, he will not prevail. he will not succeed. He will not be given the Jewish. They will not be given over to his hands. He will make his full attempt, and he will succeed to a certain degree. There are many expressions which indicate that he did succeed. The previous pasuk we said was v'cholavi yado. He will bring destruction, and here it says v'asa, and it says yitin lo lahashchisa. But at the end of the day, the Chashmonoim, the Kohanim HaKadoshim, will prevail. Now let's see the Rashi, and then we'll see the Mitzudos, and then I'll tell you another interpretation of this pasuk. Rashi pasuk Yud Zayin, the Yosein pon of Melech HaTzafon, the king of the north, which according to Rashi means Antiochus the fourth, Antiochus Harosha. Lovo, he will come b'toikef kol malchusai, with the full force of his entire kingdom. Shel Melech b'toikef kol malchusai shel Melech Hanegev. So I didn't pick up on that when I prepared. He will come v'yosin panav lavo b'soikev kol malchuso b'soikev kol malchuso shel melech hanegev. I'm not sure what it means by that. So let us go further. V'sharim imo im melech hanegev gam aleihem, together with the melech hanegev gam aleihem yilochim melech hatzafon be'osan hayamim. So according to Rashi, Rashi learns Visharim imo im Melech HaNegev, together with Melech HaNegev gam aleihem yulcham Melech HaTzafon, he will also fight against them. Okay, let's put that aside for the few moments. Ve'asa, he will be successful v'hitzliach.
He will fight the northern king.
He is the northern king.
South.
Now there was
a general north of Syria.
He's the one that was in Asia Minor.
A different king.
Right, so he wanted to take over Syria.
Okay.
So then the Ptolemy of Egypt joined forces with Antiochus.
Okay.
And they defeated the northern, the one who was more north, at Gaza.
Uh-huh,
and
okay.
As a consequence of that, they gave over Eretz Yisrael to Ptolemy.
Uh-huh, okay. So there was another war taking place. The Yosein Pon of Lovai B'Sekev Kol Malchus, so he will apply his Lovai B'Sekev Kol Malchus, Rashi, Melech HaTzafo Lovai B'Tekev Kol Malchus Shel Melech Negev, together, will be an alliance, together between the Melech HaTzafon, Antiochus with Talmai, against another king, another division of Yavon, v'sharim imo im melech hanegev gam aleihem yilochim melech hatzafon b'osna yamim, and they will be together with the melech hanegev also against them, yilochim melech hatzafon, they will fight, the melech hatzafon will fight, there will be another war, v'asav yitzliach. Okay, so there will be another war that will take place at this point in time. And then it says, vas hanoshim yitin lo lehashchisa. So what does that mean, Rashi? Zo Knesses Yisrael, Hayofeh Banoshim, which is described in Shir HaShirim as the most beautiful among women. I know you're looking at the Arad scroll, so there he has a very different approach. The way he's going to interpret the Pesukim is very different than, you see what it says there towards the...
I don't know if I read this last part, because he's learning things a little bit before
this period of time, the way we're Rashi. Well, we'll see. Zo Knesset Yisrael, Hayofe Banoshim, Yitzav, Yitzaveh Melech HaTzafon Letzar Tzivo, the king of the north, Antiochus Harasha, will command his general Lahashchisa, to destroy it. The Oimirani Shehu Antiochus Harasha, who is the Melech HaTzafon that we are describing here, that is going to war together with the Melech HaNegev and fighting some major war, Visharim Imo, and then when that war is over, he will come to destroy Klal Yisrael. The Rashi says this is Antiochus Harasha, Melech Yavon, Antiochus the fourth. Rashi is taking a position because many other Rishonim say that this is not Antiochus the fourth, this is a period of time, and they learned the psukim entirely different. But Rashi here is very strong. It's Antiochus Harasha, which is Antiochus the Fourth, Shagazar Gzeros Al Yisrael, Vitziva Lifolifus. Lifolifus is the Hebrew word to name the general of Antiochus Harasha, Sar Tzivo, Laharoig Eskol Hakore Shmo Yehudi, to kill anyone who calls himself by the name Yehudi. Kamoshakosov Visefer Yosifun. Veloy Samo, the positive concludes he will not be successful. At Soso Zos, this idea will not be successful because the Chashmonoim will prevail, and that will begin the downfall of the Malchus of Yavon, and then will begin a period of 103 years of the Chashmonoim. Vulolosia Bas Hanoshim Shomad, the Bas Hanoshim will not be to him. He will not succeed in conquering the Jewish people. Why? Shomad Matisyohu ben Yo, the miracle of Chanukah, Uparak Ulo Mial Yisrael, and broke the yoke of Antiochus HaRasha, the Melech Tzafon, together with the Melech HaNegev, together with all these other players in the region, will break their yoke, and Klal Yisrael will become independent, autonomous, and they will establish the kingdom of the Chashmonaim, which was a semi-autonomous state during this beginning of the Roman period, where the Romans ascended from the Roman Republic to the Roman Empire. Me'al Yisrael. Okay, now let's look over here in the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos over here is not learning 100% like Rashi. A little bit here and there. He follows the basic timeline as Rashi, but learns the Pesukim a little bit differently. Pasuk Yitzayin in the Mitzudos, David, V'yosim Panav, Melech HaTzafon, Hu Antiochus, this Antiochus, Yosim Machshavto Lavo Be'eretz Yisrael. So he's learning here not like Rashi. Rashi learns he's going to fight another battle. There's another battle taking place, another king in the north, a different battle. That's not the way Mitzudas is learning. Over here, when it says in the beginning of he's going to attack to destroy Klal Yisrael. Melech HaTzafon, Hu Antiochus, Yosem Achshavte, Lovo Be'eret Yisrael, B'chizek Am Rav, with a great power, we call Anshe Malchuso, the Sharim Imo. So this is what I told you when I read the pasuk before we learned Rashi. Ume Am Yisharim. Okay, I didn't make this up. This is where I got it from. And from the nation of the Yisharim, who are they? Haim Yisrael. Niksas Mehem. Some of them. Who are some of them? The Mesiavnim, the Jews that have converted to Greek culture. Yihyu be'ezrosoi, v'heim rishei Yisrael. They are the evil Jews of the Yisrael, asher hischabru ima, which have joined forces with Antiochus HaRasha. And according to the Mitzudos, they are still called Yisharim, the upright, because of their Yichus. They come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But Yeshurun represents still when Yisrael, but that normally represents when they are following the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here, they're not following Hashem's Ratzon. Adrabah, the Mitzudos is calling them Rishoyim because they're following Antiochus, but they are still called Yisharim. The Asa, and then he will do, Antiochus will do with the assistance of the Misyavnim, will do what he wants in Eretz Yisrael. Uvas Hanoshim, here the Mitzudas follows the approach of Rashi. Who is the Bas Hanoshim? He Adas Yisrael, Hanikroho, that is called in Shir Hashirim, Hayofe Banoshim, Yitelo, Yimsor, he will deliver, Lemisha Osar Es Hamulchama, who he will give over, he will give the command to his general, I'm giving the Jewish people over to you to finish them off. Yitein lo, who's lo? Yim solimisha osar es hamuchamah, the one that will gather together the war. What does it mean, osar hamuchamah? The general. For who? Polifos, Sar Hatzva, the general law, he was the general of Antiochus HaRasha. Yim Soras Adas Yisrael HaShchitza, he will deliver into his hands the Jewish people for destruction. destruction. He will be the officer, the general. V'ligzer alehem gzeros. But the end will be v'loy samoid. He will not succeed. Avol gzeros choro hahi loy samod. That gzer will not succeed. V'lo siya loy adas yisrael la'avodim. It will not happen. V'chasher yom alamata. As the next couple of psukim will lay out, that this plan will not succeed, as Rashi lays out, because Matisyahu Ubanov will prevail and will bring about the miracle of Chanukah. They giborim biyat chaloshim, v'rabim biyat matim, u'tmeim biyat harim, v'sham biyat tzadikim, v'zeidim biyat eskis harasecha. He will prevail over Antiochus and over his general Pholiphos. So again, if we learn the pasuk according to the mitzudos, okay, that's that seamless approach. Pasuk Yitzayin is describing the next step in Antiochus Harasha in his attempt to completely finish off the Jewish people. After pasuk Tezayin told us that the Yamod be Eretz Hatzvi v'chol v'yoda, he will stand in Eretz Yisrael, his presence will be felt in Eretz Yisrael, and he will be goyzer gezeros, and the Beis HaMikdash will be come to an end. For 3 years, the Beis HaMikdash will not be under the control of Jewish hands, will be under the control of the Syrian Greeks, under the control of the Misyavnim, and Karbonos will come to an end, and they'll offer idols, sacrifices to idols. Then he will go in for the kill. He will then go and give over the finish off the job to Pholiphos. And that's what it says here in Pasuk Yitzayin, according to the Mesudas and the Rashi's a little bit of his commentary. The Yosin Panim Lova B'Tekev Kol Malchuso V'Sharim Imo. For the Jewish people, that they will be misyavim, will be a civil war. V'Aso V'Asanoshim Yiten Lo L'Hashlitza. He will then give over officially the Jewish people to his general Pholiphos for destruction. V'Veloy Samod. This play will not succeed. V'Lo Lo Siye. It will not be to him because the miracle of Chanukah will happen. Okay, now. Let me tell you another pshat. I don't know if this is a medrash or I don't remember exactly where I saw this, but this pasuk Yitzayin refers to the event that sparked the miracle of Chanukah. The miracle of Chanukah, according to some of the commentators, began with the story of Yehudis. Mm-hmm. What was the story? We discussed this at great length last week. What was the story of Yehudis? Where she, it's a question who she was. Someone, this was the sister, a sister of Yehuda HaMakabi, and she was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and she was getting married. And the rule was, any Jewish girl that gets married first must have relations with the governor of the town. She must submit herself over to the governor before she gets married. So what did the Jews do? So they did different things. Some of them didn't get married. It's not kedai to get married. Some of them got married secretly. And others, who appears to be a significant group, what's the big deal? So they'll do it. So they gave themselves over to the governor, and that's what happened. This is something which took place. This daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a very great charpa for her to do such a terrible thing, obviously. Her name was Yehudis, according to some opinions. She would not be give herself over because she came from holy stock, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, and she, being that she was a public figure, her family, this was the first family, this was the Kohen Gadol's daughter, could not get married in secret. Also wasn't a solution for her not to get married. It came shechosh of a family. So it appears that she was almost willing to give herself over there was a certain tolerance, according to some opinions, that she would be given over to the governor for this terrible act. She refused to do so, and by refusing to do so, there was a scuffle between. Well, there are different versions of the story. Her brothers decided they will help her. According to one version of the story, she made believe that she would give herself over to the governor, and they had a very public procession in the street before the wedding began. She was accompanied by her brothers to the home of the governor for this avera. As they came there, they said, "Here's our sister, and she's getting married tonight, and therefore we have to first follow the law." The governor let in all of the brothers of Yehudis into the home, and the brothers, and they closed the door, chopped off the head of the governor. They killed the governor. And they killed the governor's whole family, they killed everyone there in the governor. That's how they dealt, they were kanoim, that's how they dealt with this story. Word got back to Antiochus, got back to the high, the the leaders, and they said, we can't tolerate this, and a war broke out. This started a war. And this war, one thing led to another, until it got to a point where there was a siege around either Yerushalayim or around Modi'in, another city. And then either this woman herself, the same woman, Yehuda, she convinced the guards to let her leave the city and meet the general and to tell the general that she wanted to marry the general, whatever the story was, and in the process of having yichud with the general, she cut off the general's head by putting him to sleep, by giving him cheese and wine. She then took the head of the general in her pouch, brought it home, showed it to the people, and all of the enemy soldiers of the Yavanim, they fled and they disappeared. So it all began, according to this version of the story, with the wedding of the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol's daughter was about to get married. The law is she must give herself over to the governor. She did not want to do so. Her brothers told her that they will help her, and she made believe she would give herself over. And as they came to the governor, they were allowed entry, and once they had entry, they killed the governor. That sparked a war, and at the end of the war, this woman, Yehudis, or some say it was a different woman whose name was Chana, she went and had yichud. She was secluded with the general. She gave him what to drink with wine and cheese, put him to sleep, chopped off his head. That's what this pasuk here alludes to. The pasuk says, "V'yosem panav lava b'sem kol malchuso v'sharim imo v'asa." He's going to issue edicts, a decree. The Jews cannot observe Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos, and any girl that gets married has to first have yichud with the governor. But what's going to happen? Ubas ha-noshim yitem lo. The daughter of the noshim, that means all the women yitem lo la-hashchisa, are to be given over lo to the governor, la-hashchisa, for destruction. What does it mean, destruction? Corruption. Vashchisa means for defilement. That they have to have the first relations with the governor before they can get married. Vashchisa. But v'loy samot, it's not going to work. Because v'lo siya, daughter, who are we referring here? We're referring specifically to the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. She will not allow herself to be given over to the governor. She will refuse. V'lo siya, she, v'loshon akeva, she, the bas hanoshim, will not, this decree v'lo samot will not last, will not work, because she will refuse. How will she refuse? She will enlist the assistance of her brothers, and they will kill the governor. And by killing the governor, what will happen? It will spark a war. And what's going to happen during that war? That the Yevonim are going to lose, and the Chashmonaim will prevail, and that will bring about the miracle of the Chanukah. They'll take back the Beis Hamikdash, and when they take back the Beis Hamikdash, they will light the menorah, and that will bring the miracle of the oil. And then over another 25 years, they will win battle after battle until they take back the entire land, and they have some degree of autonomy. Pasuk Yudches, the Yosem Panav Le'im. Now we continue. What's going to happen? He will then. Now, after the miracle of Hanukkah, so we've now pretty much passed the miracle of the oil, but we know there are going to be another 25 years of wars after the miracle of the menorah. Antiochus, the Yosem Pon of Lim, he will try to conquer other islands, other cities in the region during this period of time, during the time of the Hanukkah miracle, the lochad rabim, and he will be successful. There's no question about it. The hishpis, but the time will come when Antiochus HaRasha will die after 25 years of wars. The hishpis kotsin cherpaso lo. Hashem will return the cherpa, the disgrace, to him. Now, what does it mean over here? The kotsin. The kotsin, according to Rashi, refers to Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate leader, the ultimate authority. That's what it means, Katzin. Hashem will put an end to the Antiochus, will bring upon him disgrace. Bilti cherposo yoshivlo. Now, this is a fascinating pasuk according to Rashi. Besides the cherpo that awaits him in the next world. Where do you have such a thing in Tanakh? That Hashem will bring about a mapola to a Rasha, but don't make a mistake and think that this is the end. There's a lot more Churban that will come to the Rasha in the next world when he dies. Let's see the Mitzudas Pasuk Yud Ches. Yashiv Panav. Achar Zeh. Afterwards, after this event, after the Hanukkah miracle, he will be defeated. So he will set his eyes elsewhere. He will see that he is not able to conquer the Jewish people. So let me pursue other countries, other islands. But during this period of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring an end to this Rasha. The Hishpis Kotzin, Achar Zeh, Yashpis, Hashem will bring an end. Will bring an end. Who will bring an end? The Sar Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Escher Pasoi, Asher Chorav Klapei Ma'ala. The Cherpo, Asher Chorav Klapei Ma'ala, his disgrace, which he cursed Klapei Ma'ala. The Yitin Acherpa Olav will bring Cherpa upon him. Kashayom Alamat, as the pasuk will say in the next pasuk, Bilti Cherpasoi Levad Gemul Oynish Hecharuf Yoshev Loi Gemul Oynish Yoshev Pesav Yia Shomer Lo Achar Hamisa. Besides the Cherpa that awaits him after he dies, Hashem will now punish Antiochus Arasha, bring about his death, bring about Bizionos. Bring upon him Bizyonos in major defeats in the various wars that he will conduct at this point in time, besides the very great Bizyonos that awaits him after his death. Rashi says something very similar. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches. Vehishbis Katzin Cherposo, Vehishbis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Katzin means the ruler. And in this context, the ruler is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will bring an end Eskidufo, his blasphemy, Vescherposo, and his disgrace, Shul Mechorves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says enough of hearing all of your curses and your lies and your arrogance, Hashem will bring an end to it. Yisrael, what he does, the disgrace that he brings upon Klal Yisrael, Hashem will bring upon him, what will happen to him? So we know that he died. There are different legends of what happened to Antiochus Arasha. The most popular is he was on an elephant. In those days, elephants were the equivalent of tanks, and the elephant was startled when it was crossing a bridge, and it toppled over, and he was on the elephant, and he fell on the ground. And the impact, the crash was so intense, all of his limbs were shattered. He broke all his bones, and some of the limbs were disjointed, and his body began to smell. He began to decay while he was still alive. And this odor was so horrible and pungent, his own doctors couldn't even go near him. So this was considered for him a very great cherpa. Here we have over here the world ruler, Antiochus, Harasha. He conquered a good part of the world. And he tried to conquer Klal Yisrael, and Hashem said, enough of you disgraceful person. He fell off his elephant, his bones were broken, he began to smell, and eventually he died. He was smitten with Shechin Ra. When he was traveling on the road, and his flesh began to rot. The nashu evarof, his limbs fell off. The amar la avodav leheshivul Antiochia. He told his servants to return to Antiochia. V'lo hispik love hasham ad shemes b'cholayim roim. He did not even die in his home country in Antioch. He died on the road returning back to Antioch. So that is how Rashi and the Mitzvot learn pasuk Yitches. Let's read one more time. Pasuk Yitches. The Yosem Ponav Le'im, after this point in time when he fails in conquering Eretz Yisrael, and the miracle of Chanukah occurs, and he's losing one battle after another. So Antiochus sets his sights on Le'im, other islands, other countries, for Lochad Rabim, and he's successful. But then, at comes a point in time where Hashem says, enough of you already, V'hishbis katzin cherpas solo, Hashem will return the disgrace to him. Just as he has disgraced HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has disgraced the Jewish people, Hashem now will return that disgrace upon him. The custom refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bilti cherpas so yashav lo, besides the ultimate cherpa that Hashem in the future will return to him. What future? The future of his neshama, of his soul, after he leaves this world, which again a very unusual type of thing to find in the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says you'll get your punishment in this world and in the next world. Pasuk Yutes. Now this is a continuation of what's happening. Ubiyoshev Panov, he will turn his face, Limouze Arzo, to the stronghold of his land, referring to Antioch, the capital of the Syrian Greeks. But Vinichshal, according to Rashi, he will fall. The elephant will collapse. Vinofal, and he will fall off the elephant. Velo Yimotzei, he will no longer be found among the living. He will not die in his own country. He will die on the road. He will not be among the living. He will die. Pasuk Yates and Rashi, Lemuze Arzo Loshav El Ir Mitzarav, returned to his fortified city, which Rashi in the previous pasuk told us was Antioch, and the Mitzudah says the same thing. The Yashav Panav Achash Yilkar Ir Hayam Yachso Panav Lechas El Mitzar Arzo V'Nichshol Yuchshal B'Derech Mahalcho. He will stumble on the road. He will fall off the elephant. Ki Yehuka B'Shchin Ra. He'll be smitten with boils, the nishach besaro, his flesh will rot, the naflu mimenu evadim evadim, and one limb at a time will fall off his body, kamash sha'amar be yosifin, the lo yimotze, od lo yimotze b'olam ki meis ve'enenu, he'll no longer be among the living. Pasuk Yutes. Now, so Antiochus Harash is dead. The miracle of Chanukah has occurred. What's next in world history? The establishment of the Malchus of the Chashmonaim. Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, and his five sons. Now they fight many wars, and their children establish...
Brothers.
What?
Well, that, fight
no, the brothers themselves don't fight among their children fight, but they themselves were never fought among themselves. They were all good. They all die one by one in the battles that continue for the next 25 years. One by one, they die. But the Yoshev Pasukov, the Amad Al Kanos, according to Rashi, this Pasukov is a very important Pasuk, describes the establishment of the Malchus of the Chashmonaim. The Amad Al Kano, it will now stand Al Kano on its base. This refers to there will be laid a new foundation of authority in Eretz Yisrael. Mavir Noges. Now, Mavir Noges means a.
The oppressor, which is
Yavon. No. The one that removed the oppressor. The one that has removed the oppressor. The Noges is Antiochus. The Noges is the oppressor. The Mavir Noges is the one that has removed the oppressor. Who has removed the oppressor? Yochanan and his five sons. They will stand on his foundation. They will take over. They will assume leadership role. And what will they establish? Heder Malchus, the splendor of kingship, the splendor of Malchus. Ubat, here we're jumping way ahead in history, we're jumping ahead now 103 years. This Malchus will not last forever. Uviyamim Achodim Yishover, the end will be that the Malchus of the Chashmonaim will come to an end after 103 years. V'loy b'apayim, it will not come through anger, meaning it will not come through wars. It will not be that they will be attacked by a foreign king. V'loy b'molchama, it will not come through war, but rather there will be an internal struggle between two brothers. They're going to be two descendants 103 years later, two of the descendants of Yochanan Kohen Gadol as Aristobulus, and who's the other one? We'll see in the Mitzvah in a moment. They're going to be two brothers, and they're going to have a civil war among themselves. They're going to have a civil war, and they are going to invite Rome. Rome will be invited to come and to mediate their dispute, and in the process, Rome will cleverly take for themselves authority. Okay, let's see over here what it says in Pasuk Chaf in the Mitzudas David. Pasuk Chaf, Yomer Al Kano, Al Cheskoi. So now it will be established on its strength, uvisiso, and the foundation, yamoid mavir miyisrael negishos, the one that removes from Yisrael oppression. For who malchus chashmoi nohi, the malchus of chashmoi will now stand in place of the one that in the past was the oppressor, will stand in place of Antiochus Arasha, heder malchus, bohem yutan pe'er malchus, to them, to the dynasty of the chashmoi, will be given the splendor of Malchus, will be from the most precious of the Kohuna warriors and people that are successful. But this Malchus will not last forever. It will be broken, and will be weakened, not because af mu'uma acheres, not because of any anger made from another nation. The reason why the Malchus will cease to exist, not because there's going to be any conflict with another nation, not with a war with another nation, ki mehem will be ka'uvahem. What's going to happen? Because one of the children, you go down, 103 years, we're going to have the children of this dynasty, ki'u'achem, Hyrcanus, ve'is,
Aristobulus.
These are two brothers, they will fight for control. Each one will want to be the king. Yiskanu zeh bezeh bedrach hamalucha. So what are they going to do? They're going to figure who was a very powerful force in the region at that point in time. It was Rome. And we're going to learn in great detail soon about Rome. V'yaviu haroimim al atzmam limshol bochem. And then they will come to mediate this dispute between these two brothers. And in the process, they will take for themselves the malucha kemash amar, like it says in Sefer B'yosifun. Let's see Rashi Pasek Chah. The Yom Al Maver Balkan Maver Noiges, the Yischazik Al Besisoi Bahar Hamodis, Matisyo Ben Yochanan Hamaver Noiges Yavan, the one that has removed the oppressor of Yavan. Matisyo, he will the Modin, because they lived in Modin. Modin was near, not so far from Shimron, not so far from Yerushalayim for that matter, and they will. They will establish their authority because they are the ones that will remove from the Jewish people the Noges Yavon Me'al Yisrael, the oppressor Yavon from upon the Jewish people, and they will now be the Heder Malchus B'Yisrael Kisar V'Gibor Yiyah. He will be a prince and a soldier who V'Chol Zaroi Achrav B'nei HaChashmonoim. But it's not going to last. This will not be forever. U'V'Yomim Achadim Yishaver Biyamim mu'atim tishaver malchusam. It is interesting that we describe 103 years as a short period of time. V'loy ba'apayim shalum acheres will not come through the anger of another nation. Apayim means anger of another nation. V'loy b'mulchama, it will not come through war. Ki mehem v'hem asher yikanu Aristobulus for Hyrcanus al Dvar Hamalucha. They will be a civil war between the two brothers, and this civil war will need some dispute resolution, and it will bring in an outsider, Rome, and in the process Rome will say, enough fighting, we're in control. We will rule this land. Okay, so we have over here what we've done is we've gone through the miracle of Hanukkah, the attempt, the oppression that it was before Hanukkah, the miracle of Hanukkah, and then what happens after Hanukkah, the Hanukkah miracle, the death and the fall of Antiochus Sarasha, the establishment of the Chashmonaim, and then a remez that the Chashmonaim will not last forever. Okay, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'omad Al Kano Nivzeh. What's going to happen? Okay, one more pasuk, and I don't have time to do this because we won't go into great in depth. But let's read the pasuk. We'll continue tomorrow. So now, at this point in time, when there's going to be a dispute between the Chashmonaim, it's not going to last. Who will take the place? The Romans. And how are the Romans described? V'amad al kanoi nivzeh. The Romans are described here as a lowly nation. They're not described as the great warriors and soldiers. Rome had a very humble beginning. Nivze, a lowly nation. The loy nasnu olav hoyd malchus. It will not be given to the nation of Rome the splendor of malchus. They are considered barbarians. Uvav shalva, and they will take control of the Jewish people through peace. They will come in the name of peace. Here we are. We are the United Nations. We're going to solve all your problems, dispute resolution, and in the process we'll send in NATO, and everything will be shalom al yisrael, and we'll be in control. And by doing so, they were able to cause Klal Yisrael great sorrow. The hechazik malchus, they will take hold of malchus bechalak lakos, with smooth talk. Smooth talk. That is how they will succeed in taking over control. Pasuk Chaf Aleph in the Mitzudos. The Amad Al-Kano, and there's a lot to talk about this pasuk. That's really what we wanted to do today. I thought we're not going to have time, we'll do it for tomorrow. But let's wrap up the pasuk with the Mitzudos and Rashi, and then we'll leave the rest for tomorrow. The Amad Al-Kano. So what's going to happen over here in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Mitzudos of Al-Kano, Al-Chesko, Basiso, Yamod, Am Nivze, a lowly nation, Vukrach Kodol, this is Rome, Shnemabo. Why is Rome called a nation that's Nivze? Shnemar boy, Bozui Atomeot, you are despised very much. Ki Edom, Vukrach Kodol, Ki Bnei Edom, Nisyashu Bo, the Bnei Adam, they settled in this land. And they never were soldiers. They were never warriors. The Romans, they only established their malchus through deceit. Esau was Tzayid Befeh. Esav is called a person that knows how to sweet talk. Sayyid Bepeh, he knows how to deceive his father with words. That's the midah of Esav. And that midah was passed down to his descendants. And all of their successors, all the generations, was with sweet talk. And that's what it says here. They will come in peace. Leramois es kulam, to deceit all of them. The yachzik hamalchus, and they will take hold of malchus over the world. Ba'avur chalak lekos, smooth talk. Lashon of chalak, chalak, smooth, smooth talk. Amorim, with war of words, the divrei chana, flattery, ki al yidei ze hakol choshvuhu leohev. Everyone thinks he's my best friend, and while he's kissing you, he's stabbing you in the back. The galu loy matzfuni libam, and being that everyone believes that he is their best friend, they reveal all of their secrets. He now has inside information. He takes advantage and he fools and tricks his victims. Rashi, Pasik Chof Aleph. V'amoid al kana nivze v'yischazek oz al mamada malchus esav shenema bozayat ha'moid v'yamod roimim, the Rome will stand v'yidlu malchus miyavonim, and they will take over the malchus from Yavon. Okay, so now this is just the beginning of Rome. Now there's a lot to discuss and how this relates to Chanukah. This pasuk of Aleph is a very important Gemara Masechta V'Lazorin Dav Zayin Dav Ches and Dav Tes. It's a fascinating Gemara. It opens up worlds in understanding the next couple of psukim, and especially this pasuk, and also in having a much deeper understanding in the miracle of Chanukah. But that will take some time to go through. I want to read you the Gemara and explain how it applies to this pasuk. So Mir Tashem will do that tomorrow.